This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. It's time for our annual assessment of the back porch. Back porch music, that is. Hosts Freddie Jenkins and Keith Weston play the best in traditional Appalachian music, acoustic singers, songwriters, blues, and just about anything else you can hum or tap your toe to. They join me now to point us towards some music we may have missed and music makers we lost over the past 12 months. Good morning, Freddie and Keith.
Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
So, yeah. Freddie, if there was one record, only one, that you could have this year, what would it be?
Okay, it's going to be a record that I can't stop playing on Back Porch Music. It came out in the middle of this year. It's from an Irish group with the fantastic name I Draw Slow, released on the Columbus, North Carolina-based Pine Castle Records label. It's got some Americana, some old time, some bluegrass, and Irish influences all in there. Great melodies with songs of debauchery and trouble. It's just a fantastic record.
And we like debauchery and trouble here on Morning Edition.
Come on, boy, you gotta roll, my heart is all at sea. Come on, wind, you gotta blow my baby back to me. 'Cause he rode out a boy. Come on home, my man, I waited night after night, feeling half who I am.
I Draw Slow. And the other one I was going to mention, local recording, is one that you play on Last Motel, as well as one that we play on Back Porch Music, and that's Midtown Dickens.
What's bigger than an elephant? Stronger and quieter than all the rest. Intelligent and impervious. But don't step on you. Don't let them step on.
Please. Midtown Dickens, I was lucky enough to see them a couple of times this year, Freddie, and they're terrific live as well. And that record is one of my favorites, too.
Really great record. I mean, it came out really early in the year, and it has consistently remained a favorite of mine all year.
Yeah, I can't get away from it. We've had some great losses to the music community, too, this year, Freddie, and I wonder if you wanted to talk about one of those.
I want to mention a couple sort of obscure ones. Doug Dillard of the Dillards, innovative banjo player. Most people probably know him as one of the members of the Darlings from the Andy Griffith Show, but he was an outstanding musician. Also, Everett Lilly, who was a member of Flatten Scruggs group for a while, sort of took bluegrass to the northeastern part of the United States, along with his brother B and a banjo player named Don Stover. Levon Helm, don't want to forget Levon Helm, who died earlier this year. But I think the one I would highlight is Earl Scruggs, incredibly innovative banjo player, influenced generations of banjo players, including Bela Fleck. He is one of many who have said that Earl Scruggs is the reason he plays the banjo. Well, you know, we should listen to a little bit of the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Earl Scruggs, born in the Flint Hill community of North Carolina. I had the opportunity to meet him once. He was just a wonderful gentleman. Very, very fine fellow. Earl Scruggs died earlier this year, I think, in March.
And in the middle of the year, of course, we have Doc Watson passing. It's almost impossible to overstate his importance in North Carolina music and music of the entire world, too. His influence on guitar players, the way he took the acoustic guitar, played some old fiddle tunes on it, played it in a very fast, flat-picking style that was very influential. Doc Watson was a fantastic player and just such an important player.
You can't help but smile when you hear that song.
Yeah.
Keith, you must have a list of favorites from the past year that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, one that I really like, the Matt Flinner Trio. Matt Flinner, based originally, I think, from the Colorado area, was in Leftover Salmon for a while, but struck out on his own some years ago and really plays some hot mandolin. It's a combination of jazz, Americana music that is just really hot and smoking, and it's really fantastic. From the Matt Flinner Trio, makes my list.
It is amazing how this music is branching out. You are getting those jazz influences in different places, but that was terrific. That was the Matt Flinner Trio, is that right?
That's right.
All right. What else you got?
Also from Eastern North Carolina, one of the best bluegrass tenors around, a guy named Russell Johnson and the Grass Cats. Just a fantastic album. And this is maybe not representative of their style, but I wanted to pick this one out because they really... it takes a lot of chutzpah to cover a Bruce Springsteen tune.
I got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
I love that, Keith. That is terrific.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The rest of the album is spectacular, too. And if you get a chance to see them in concert, they just blow everyone away.
Let me second Keith's assessment there of the lead singer of that band, Russell Johnson. Just tremendous. I mean, he's the kind of guy that at bluegrass festivals, people spin their heads around and go, who is that? He is just outstanding.
Mm-hmm. He's the real deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you've got one more, Keith, and the album title is just terrific.
It's called We're Usually a Lot Better Than This. That's Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien, who are two fantastic multi-instrumentalists. If it has a fret, they can play it. And they also have written a lot of songs. They've had hits recorded by the Dixie Chicks, Travis Tritt, Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, and Garth Brooks. So they are some heavy hitters in Nashville, but they also do some of their own stuff. And the one that I picked out from their album, We're Usually a Lot Better Than This, is their live version of a tune that was made famous by the Dixie Chicks.
Now me, I went to Nashville trying to be the big deal, playing down on Broadway, getting leather hardware, living from a tip jar, sleeping in my car, hocking my guitar. Yeah, I'm gonna be a star. Sunday, watching the garden and the children grow. We listen to the radio to hear what's cooking, but the music ain't got no soul.
That's a good one, Keith.
I like it too.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did.
And you know, Daryl Scott, I love the way that he gets around because he's a songwriter. He does those records with Tim O'Brien. He's in the Band of Joy with Robert Plant and Buddy Miller and Patty Griffin and all those people. And he's just an amazing player.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as Keith said, that's a great collection of live stuff from the ridiculously modestly titled We're Usually a Lot Better Than This.
Well, I know you guys want to get back to the back porch. Keith Weston and Freddie Jenkins are hosts of Back Porch Music here on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. You can tune in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 8. Keith and Freddie, thanks for the tips this morning. And, hey, Christmas is just around the corner. Should we go out with one holiday song, you think, that
sure.
We could all agree on? What would it be?
Oh, I don't know.
Christmas time's a-coming.
Christmas time's a-coming. Tex Logan, Bill Monroe.
Excellent.
Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming. Christmas time's a-coming, and I know I'm going home.
Snowflakes are falling, old homes are calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas time's a-coming.
Can't you hear